It is Tuesday morning, and it is time for another edition of the JMRA podcast as we get you caught up on all there is. Well, not all there is, but a lot of what there is in the National Football League. We recap the Sunday action in Week 6 of the NFL and, of course, the Monday night game that took place last night, too. Obviously, with the events of Sunday night, we had to push this podcast back a little bit so I could yell at something for about 15 minutes why a team would go for a fake punt down 6 to an undefeated team. Oh my God, just so dumb. I'm still, here, real quick, and then this is the last thing because we have to move on to the business at hand. They had practiced that play for a year and still lined up wrong. Practiced it for a year. And it lined up wrong, which means one of two things. Either their coaches don't know what they're doing, or the players don't know what they're doing. Either answer is not a good answer. For you guys to line up wrong, after you've had that formation set up for a year, and you got penalized for it. Oh my God, it's not like one guy did something wrong. Go back and watch the replay. Everybody's doing something wrong. Just about. Ugh. Anyways, we are here to recap the Week 6 action in the NFL. You can check us out on social media at Joe M's Right Arm on Twitter, JoeMontanaIsRightArm.com on the blog, and if you need some entertaining vines, check out Joe M's Right Arm on Vine as well. So, let's start out with a bizarre game of the week. Okay, the Denver Broncos defeated the Cleveland Browns 26-23 in overtime, and I gotta be honest, man, if you're a Denver Broncos fan, you must be running the gamut of emotions at the moment. Sure, your team is 6-0, but you can't possibly think that you can keep this pixie dust magic act with Peyton Manning up forever. It's just not gonna happen. It just is not gonna happen. Bad again on Sunday, threw three interceptions, the last of which should have resulted in the end of the game, but the Browns just could not do anything in Denver territory in overtime, gave the ball up, and then the Broncos get the ball back and move down the field and kick the field goal. And I gotta bring up something, too, which I find so interesting. The most interesting part of watching the decline of Peyton Manning, which, I mean, if you've paid attention to him the last 3 or 4 years, this was coming, obviously. And you could see it happening as each season has worn on. He's gotten progressively worse during the course of the season. Really, I want to say, especially in the last 2 years, even the year they went to the Super Bowl, it was a little harder for him to kind of piecemeal things together. He's still extremely effective, and he threw for 400 yards in the AFC title game, but it looked just a tinge harder that year. 2014 last year was a hot mess towards the end of the year. They blamed injury and all this stuff. Now this. And, you know, you take a look at it. These announcers that are obviously protecting Peyton Manning, I get it. There's a culture. There's a quarterback respect and all that stuff. These guys won't say anything bad about him until it's over, until he's out the door. And even then, I'm not sure. They're going to have to see him literally just flame out on the field. And even then, I'm not sure. Just really bizarre. He's not playing well right now, and that's all there is to it. Denver should not have won this game. That's pretty much a simple fact. The Browns played so well in this contest at times, especially on defense, and then offensively, they just didn't have the line play to stop the Broncos up front from really putting heat on Josh McCown, and McCown's decision late in regulation to hoist a ball up in the air in Denver territory, that was almost as bad as any of the Manning picks. Terrible. Elsewhere, the Cincinnati Bengals keep their undefeated run alive, 34-21 win over the Buffalo Bills. Andy Dalton, 243 yards, 3 touchdowns. Snow in Buffalo earlier on in the game, but as the game wore on, conditions cleared up, which was probably a problem for the Bills. EJ Manuel started, meh. Sammy Watkins hurt again. So he calls for more touches and then gets hurt. It's a little early to call him a bust, but this is concerning. Detroit 37, Chicago 34 in overtime. First win of the season for Detroit. Earning a victory in part because of another controversial catch, or was it a catch play with Golden Tate? Now, look, if you watch some of these NFL games, a lot of the announcers tell you that, hey, as soon as the ball breaks the plane, the play's over. In this situation, that wasn't necessarily what you're looking for. You're looking for him to, quote, complete the process. And they said that he started to become a runner. Look, if that's a catch, then Dez Bryant plays a catch. I mean, that's stupid. The guy didn't establish himself. That is not a catch. It's not a catch. If that is a catch, if the Golden Tate touchdown is a catch, let's run back to last 2 minutes and change of that Green Bay-Dallas game in the playoffs. Because that Dez Bryant play, what's more of an egregious error in a call? The Tate play or the Dez Bryant play? Clearly it's a Tate play. The guy never really established possession of the ball once he dropped his foot down or his feet down. Terrible call. Terrible call. Anyhow, Calvin Johnson finally woke up. 6 catches, 166 yards. Matt Stafford, 405, 4 TDs. This is when the Lions are actually, like, challenging to deal with. They need to stop this imaginary land with running the football. That's not who they are. Houston, 31, Jacksonville, 20, brutal game. DeAndre Hopkins, 10 catches, 148 yards, and 2 touchdowns. Blake Bortles threw 3 interceptions, including a pick 6, which was an abomination. A lot of pick 6s this week. Jacksonville, it might be time to hit the reset button to get on them. Minnesota, 16, Kansas City, 10. Minnesota improves to 3-2. This one was pretty much a snooze fest. Adrian Peterson, 26 carries, 60 yards. Teddy Bridgewater was rather unspectacular on the day. The Chiefs, 3 of 12 on third downs. Normally, when you put that type of number up, you're going to lose. The Jets take care of a depleted Washington Redskins team, 34-20. Chris Ivory, 146 yards, and a touchdown. Brandon Marshall had 111 yards. Jets were 50% conversion rate on third down. Washington just too beat up to really deal with the Jets. And hey, you know, even though they're run by Ryan Fitzpatrick, the Jets offense looks kind of capable. Now, they're going to have a major test next week when they take on New England. That will tell a lot about where the Jets are going as a football team, I think, this season. Pittsburgh 25, Arizona 13. This is a bad loss for the Cardinals, I think. Landry Jones comes in after Michael Vick reportedly tore his hamstring, went 8 of 12. For over 160 yards and 2 touchdowns. Martavis Bryant back after suspension, 137 yards and 2 scores. Carson Palmer threw for 421 yards. However, he threw a couple of critical interceptions, including one late in the game at the Pittsburgh Steelers 3 when Arizona was trying to regain the lead. And then a couple plays later, the big 88-yarder to Bryant, which is the longest play from scrimmage this season. That's a tough loss for the Cardinals, their second loss of the year. Now, I don't mean it's a tough loss for them from the perspective of winning the division. I still think they're the best team in the NFC West. But when you start looking at the broader picture, can't have Palmer throwing these picks, man, in tight spots. Can't do it. Miami, 38, Tennessee, 10. The Dan Campbell Show opens up in Miami as interim head coach. The commentary on this game was funny. Like they're explaining like who Dan Campbell was going to for opinions and advice on how to how to do things during the course of a game. If you're that intricate with the details, should Dan Campbell really be the interim head coach? I don't know. Just a question. Carolina 27, Seattle 23. The Seahawks blow another fourth quarter lead up 23-14 and then give up the game's final 13 points including a pass over the middle to Greg Olsen. I don't understand, and that was the go-ahead score. That was a blown coverage between Chancellor and Sherman. Sherman apparently heard one thing, the rest of the defense heard the other. I don't know, man. This may not be fixable for Seattle. I thought Seattle was going to be able to get their act together this season and make a push for another Super Bowl. Doesn't look that way. And, you know, you've heard the often used expression, fill in the blank team has an on-off switch. I don't know that this Seattle team has an on switch. They have some real problems right now. Carolina stays undefeated on the year. They will host Philadelphia next week on Sunday Night Football. Should be an entertaining game. But this is a big win for Carolina because they looked earmarked to lose this game. It was a typical spot where Seattle would bounce back. And at least early on in the game, it looked like they would bounce back and grab the win. But in the end, it is Carolina going over Seattle. And the Seahawks, like I said, there's a lot of extracurricular activity going on there. Guys wanting money, guys doing commercials. Russell Wilson just did an atrocious commercial with Macklemore. Just it doesn't feel like the same Seattle team that we watched a couple of years ago really rise to prominence. Nor should it be. I mean, it's a different type setup. But as a whole, just doesn't feel like the same guys mentally. Guys asking for money, guys doing this, guys doing that. Not a good time in Seattle. Green Bay 27, San Diego 20. This despite Phillip Rivers throwing for 503 yards and 2 touchdowns. I believe he attempted 65 passes. Keenan Allen, 14 catches, 157 yards. Got hurt, which I thought was a big part of the game here. San Diego had a chance late on a 4th-and-goal to potentially tie up the game, but they could not convert. Melvin Gordon fumbled twice, lost one of them. Meanwhile, Green Bay, you know, Green Bay is the best team in the NFC. However, having to work a little harder, I think, to do things and what we've seen in the past from them. So it's going to be intriguing to see how much gas they have left in the tank. And they've got a big game coming up here in 2 weeks. They have Denver on the road in Denver. So that should be quite an intriguing contest on Sunday Night Football. San Francisco 25, Baltimore 20. Another blase blah game. Colin Kaepernick, 340 yards and 2 touchdowns. Worst start in Ravens history. 1-5 for the Ravens. The Ravens, who love to chirp, not chirping right now. And then in the Monday night game, 27-7, Eagles defeat the Giants. A combined 21 penalties in this game and 7 turnovers. It was not a good football game to watch. Sam Bradford threw a touchdown pass and 3 interceptions. DeMarco Murray goes over 100 yards for the first time this season. I guess, look, as an Eagles fan, you clearly are happy about winning that game. But again, I think there are certain teams that it's not about getting in the playoffs. Of course, you want to do that. You can't do it. You can't win the Super Bowl without getting in the playoffs. Duh. But you want to have some confidence once you get in the playoffs. And I haven't seen that, and I don't feel that instilled as an Eagles fan. You see Sam Bradford playing like, I tweeted last night, he's playing like hot trash. He is. He's not playing well right now. But that may be who Sam Bradford is. And we haven't seen a lot of evidence to suggest that he's anybody other than that. So it is going to be, I think, an up and down roller coaster ride with Sam Bradford. Luckily for the Eagles, they have a good defense. They're putting the running game together. So if they have those two things, then they can kind of get away with Sam Bradford being Sam Bradford for a little while longer the rest of the season, depending on the mess that the NFC East is in. Okay, that will conclude matters for today. Again, you can check us out on social media at Joe M's Right Arm on Twitter, JoeMontanasRightArm.com on the blog, and on Facebook by searching Joe Montana's Right Arm. That'll do it. We'll talk to you again on Thursday. Man, we're loading up the podcast this week. Until then, happy football, everybody.